where everything that comes to a people is better than it was before, so that they have a constant feeling that they are moving forward.
Is it possible, Mrs. Roosevelt, that communism, state socialism anyway, is the wave of the future, and that capitalism is on its way out?
Well, that is what Mr. Khrushchev says. I don't know much about capitalism, but I do know about democracy and freedom. And if capitalism may change in many, many ways, I'm not really very much interested in capitalism. I'm enormously interested in freedom and retaining the right to have whatever economy we want and to shape it as we want, and having sufficient democracy so that the people actually hold their government in their own hands.
Then you do not think, if we wanted it, that it would be a catastrophe if socialism came peacefully to the United States as it has come to other nations in the world?
To a certain extent, I don't see any real need for socialism in the United States immediately, but things change, and it may be that there will come a need for partial changes in our economy. I don't know. I'm not an economist, mm-hmm. and I'm not a financier, but I'm not worried by that side of it. I'm intensely anxious to preserve the freedom that gives you the right to think and to act and to talk as you please. That, I think, is essential to happiness and the life of the people.
Mrs. Roosevelt, in just a moment, I'd like to get your reaction to the charges made by perhaps your most severe critic, Westbrook Pegler. He once wrote this about you. He said, "This woman is a political force of enormous ambitions. I believe she is a menace. Unscrupulous as to truth, vain, and cynical, all with a pretense of exaggerated kindness and human feeling, which deceives millions of gullible persons." In a moment, I would like to get your opinion, your reaction, to Westbrook Pegler's charge, and your opinion of Mr. Pegler. And we'll get the answer.